K-Rock 955, this is the Wash Up, thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator dealer, and Bellarine Football Round 2. Plenty of good games, including one at Newcombe Sand and Soil Oval, where Newcombe, 13-8-86, have got the Chocolates over Queenscliff, 11-16-82. Lucky enough to be joined on the line by a man who is very happy with the world at the moment. 2-0 Newcombe Power, their coach Rory Nicol. Rory, firstly, congratulations. First time in 12 years the club have won consecutive games and start of the season 2-0. You must be wrapped.
Yeah, pretty happy place at the moment, Newcombe, Tom. It's been a while, obviously, so it's pleasing to be in the top half of the ladder, I guess, and pleasing for all the volunteers that have put in a lot of hard work over a fair period of time.
You were close to Queenscliff a couple of years ago at home. It finished in a draw, I think, 86 apiece. This one, you win 86-82. Did you think that history was going to repeat itself?
Yeah, I did, to be honest. I thought they were just going to... We had the ball in our forward half for a fair period of time in the last quarter, and I think we kicked 4 points maybe, and Queenscliff went forward and they got us over the back, and I thought they were going to kick a goal and steal a game from us. But and speaking to Otis after the game, he thought it might have been a draw as well, but yeah, we're lucky enough to get the win.
2 4-point wins to start the season. Now, how's the heart?
Yeah, it was quite... It was a difficult game to coach yesterday. It was quite an arm wrestle and a real battle. I found it a little bit frustrating at times, but I suppose when you get the win, it takes away all the stress, you forget about it. But if we had a loss, it would have been disappointing due to the way we played, I thought. But I'll take the win, of course. Yep.
I was in the rooms last Saturday night after you win over Ocean Grove, and it was very measured. It wasn't like a lot of yahooing going on, and it seemed like as soon as you got that sort of song sung, you spoke to the boys, all right, boys, time for Queenscliff now.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I don't think we're in a position to sort of be celebrating the wins for a week, like we have done in the past, I suppose. But yeah, that's we've moved on from that period now. It's time to be at least competitive every week, and we're in a position where we feel we can win every game. So, you know, obviously we're not going to go out there and win every game, but, you know, we do our research. We prepare for every game like we can win it, and that's what you've got to do to be a professional football club, and that's what we've been doing for the first 2 weeks, and that'll be no different this week.
You and I spoke in the pre-season countdown series about James Hussey and his influence on the group, but in the first two rounds, could you have expected that he would have such an impact that he has had?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. He's a warrior, Hussey. He's we're just seeing down Eastern Beach doing his recovery and chatting to him, and he's got big band-aids all over his forehead. He just doesn't stop. Huss, he's a great leader, and his work rate's just through the roof. He just sets a real good standard for the rest of the playing group, which I knew he would, and that's why a lot of Geelong footy clubs are chasing him, I guess. But yeah, we're certainly lucky to have him, and he's an even better bloke off the ground. So we're really happy with Hussey, the way he started, and he's enjoying his football and enjoying the Newcombe Football Club too, which is pleasing.
We were robbed of Joel Goy last year when he ruptured his Achilles, basically the opening moments of season 2018 against Barwon Heads, but he seems to have got back into the flow of footy pretty quickly once his recovery was done.
Yeah, Joel's had a terrific pre-season. He's fit. We rolled him through the midfield yesterday. We lost Lockie McDowell in the first quarter. He went off to hospital with his shoulder, and we're able to throw Joel Goy on the ball and throw some mids forward. So he really stood up and played a captain's game, I thought. I was really proud of his last half. When we needed someone to stand up, put their hand up and show the way, I thought Joel did that extremely well. And it's a credit to himself and the effort he's put in to recover from a ruptured Achilles. It's a horrible injury. It's a credit to himself. And it's pleasing to see him not just get out there and play football, but to actually get out there and play good football.
Yep. How serious is Lockie's injury? Have you had an update, Rory?
Just at this stage, it looks like his tendons are disconnected from his shoulder. So, it doesn't look too good. But fingers crossed, it all goes well for him. Lockie's disappointed. He's had 2 years off footy and just loves the club and loves the boys. And he was playing great footy, especially his first 20 minutes or however long he was out there. He was flying. He was going really well. So it's disappointing for him. But Lockie's a great character. I'm sure he will recover well and get back out there at some stage. But, disappointing, but it gives somebody else an opportunity to come up. We've got sort of 8 or 9 players playing reserve football. They won it yesterday. that can play a role for us. So the positive from the flip side is we give somebody else an opportunity come Friday against Port.
Yeah, absolutely. Good Friday clash, 2:10 down at Ron Evans Oval at Port Arlington Recreation Reserve. A chance for your boys to go 3-0. Rory, well done. It's a great story to start season 2019. We knew it would eventually come, and I know you had the faith that wins would come, and you've got two to start the season. A good platform's been built. Well done. Congratulations, and good luck for the rest of 2019.
Thanks, Tom. Good to talk to you, mate.